You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming joins us. Don, thanks for being here. Looks like an interesting week for farmers across the Midwest. Some are finishing planting. Some would like to go ahead and spray. What's the possibility they'll be able to get in and out of the field on a regular basis?
Well, fairly good. I think what we have coming our way is something we talked about a week ago, which was the development of a warmer, more stable weather pattern where the fluctuations weren't going to be so wild and that we were going to be able to get into some warmer conditions. Wasn't going to be completely dry, but off and on chances of rain. And that's exactly what we see ahead here for the next week to 14 days, next 2 weeks. We see a pattern that's going to be quite favorable. I think they'd be getting out at times, but also at the same times not drying out.
And who will get the most rainfall?
Well, I think the western areas and the northwestern areas are likely going to fare the best. That would be Nebraska, the Dakotas, Minnesota. I do think Iowa's got some chances of picking up some precipitation in this pattern. Really, everybody. When you go from the Rockies east over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a pattern where there's going to be several systems moving through. One system might get the northern and western areas one day, then the next system, it might be those central and southern and eastern areas. So I think overall, over the next couple of weeks, the frequency of these systems will be enough to bring some folks in precipitation.
The last time we talked, I believe you discussed a change in the weather pattern that would be what we have been discussing here, but that it would also come into those drought regions of the United States, at least to the east of the Rockies. Has that begun to happen?
Oh, it sure did. In fact, we saw 4 to 5 inches of rain and 6 inches of rain in some areas of Texas, New Mexico, 1 to 3 inches of rain across portions of Kansas, portions of Oklahoma. Lubbock, Texas, for example, a location there that has barely seen any precipitation for months, they've picked up over 5 inches of rain for the month of May, most of that coming in the last week. Now, will that be too late for some folks? Probably, but there were areas that are hardest hit by the drought that got the heaviest precipitation.
A single event does not break a drought, and that may very well be the case, especially for one that has lasted as long as this one has in Texas and Oklahoma and those parts of the world. Do you expect, and I think you do, this rainfall to continue, and will it be enough to break the drought there?
Well, it's going to be, as you said, one storm doesn't do it, and it's like eating an elephant. You got to do it one bite at a time, and I do see nibbles, let's say. I do see that the current pattern of wet weather is going to shift east of there. They are going to warm up, but the long term, as we look into June and July, is favorable, and one reason for that is the development of what looks to be at least a week, probably a moderate El Nino through the course of the summer heading into fall, which does favor those southern plains area to have better precipitation chances. So I'm a bit bullish in those areas receiving some help, but we may not be to the end of this calendar year or into the early part of 2015 before I think we would feel safer in saying that there's a good chance that the drought's broke.
Hey, thanks so much. We do appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thank you, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.